very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk at the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Thandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Minister of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Ministry of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Thandekile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makadi ya mai Mainga Hama. Ehe, mo tauri sambija, na taura yenyu, kwamuri ko kwakadi kwamuri. Hello? Hello, mai Mainga Hama, mkuti nzwere. Hello?
Hello.
Ehe, ti taurewo, starenyu iye jene kwamuri parishi.
Yes, pa, jujina Mainga Hama, from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Mai Mainga Hama, tinoona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya. Mukatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo. Kutadza kuziva kuti ndiri kunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro, vana vakatambira sei nawi?
Musi kutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha bhikozi ndaiga kuti baba vachabuda very soon, saka usuni wacho wenge usasavange vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyevera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya. Saka pavakangoti hoo, ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvazvakanzvii zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa, zvamungati matambudziko, amungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri?
Matambudziko handinga edze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa. Society inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho. Social life yako inochinja. Shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja. Une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo nekuda kwekuti iwe unenge wave single parent ende vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti asi murume uyu akazviitirei saka mukadzi uyu anotobvuma kuti ane murume mhondi saka iwewo before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda wanda unenge usasade kuenda dzimwe dzinotarisa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari
saka mukatini chakanyanya kukusimbisa ichii panguva iyi
ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa kunyanya one ichechi two mafriends ndakaziva vanhu kutamba navo handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho but ndakanga nda chakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabva izera like vatinoti ana gugu vaya ivo vaindibati vaindisimbisa
aiwa mashoko makukutu uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka saka motipa mazenya kupedzisira zvenyu kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu mombotidee nechirungu tisatobva takuregedzai henyu tozotaura nemi munguva inotevera
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sadha. Vegetable.
Sadha and vegetable.
Yes.
Okay, were those his favorite foods before or this is a new kind of favorite now? Okay. No, we'll catch up with you much later on because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment. But thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I'm nice. Welcome.
Bye-bye. We were hearing this from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it had challenges. But we'll try and catch up with her again next time. But I know that you have my Barbara Tanyaniwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav. Can you hear us, Ms. Tanyaniwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you miss. We had the wife of Mr. Lakshmi Ingaham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with the Mr. Ingaham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Masoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Sandehile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Alast and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Sandehile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you did not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, voice of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and they did it. Hopewell was discharged. He did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last. Yes, it's good for Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave, you know. It's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming? Is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Not many women can do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know, I know it pained me to say he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying we could not tell him whilst he was in jail because they felt that it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to produce this film, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you or to your brothers, and they hear to say you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes, yeah. Yes, siyawezwa amazwi akho njengoba sichasela ngesiNdebele ukuthi ungathini ngokwehlela imuli yalabo kade bebotshiwe khonokho nje kuke wakuchasisa.
Ngiyabonga Sithandekile. Okokuqala, ngifuna ukukutshengisa ukudana okukhulu kulokho okwenzakala kulast lo Tunga. Lanxa liphumile, mina I'm not celebrating ngoba babengamelanga babotshwe ngoba baphuma batholakala ukuthi babalacala. Ulast kungcono ngoba wathi efika endlini wathola umkakhe khona emlindele. Kodwa into eyenzakala kuThunga ibuhlungu Sithandekile ukuthi yena enjalo ephuma ejele wayecabangela ukuthi uzathola imuli yakhe ikhona endlini. Kodwa wathola kungenjalo, umkakhe wathola kuyikuthi usele-8 months ehambile, and izihlobo zakhe zazingamtshelanga ngoba babesithi labo babesesaba ukuthi bamtshele ukuthi kungamphambanisa njengoba wayesejele. Ngakho kubuhlungu Sithandekile, mina ngizwa ubuhlungu njengami kwangizwa ubuhlungu. Yikho okwenzakalayo kuhulumende wethu lo, kafuni bantu abamphikisayo. Ulast lo Tunga abazange bebulala ipholisa, and from the beginning babekhuluma ukuthi asimbulalanga. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ngabantu abamvela ku-opposition, uhulumende kafuni muntu omphikisayo. I-constitution yethu eZimbabwe kayilandelwa. Uhulumende ukhona uya-abuse i-constitution, uya-abuse ama-powers ayo. Nxa ukuthi babakusayo bazenzela umathanda, ungakhuluma kubi uyabotshwa. Njengoba sikubonile okwenzakala eshinoni, u-ofisa lona kuthiwa wasebotshiwe ukuthi ukuthethisa umnangagwa asikwazi ukuthethisa esitini. Yikho khonoko ikali. Kodwa kwamanye amazwe i-freedom of speech in the freedom association iyavunyelwa. Sibonile e-France upresident watshaya impama phakathi komphakathi ukutshengisa ukuthi abantu bakhululekile lanxa kungrongo. Kodwa kwakusitshengisa ukuthi umuntu lwana waye-free ku-expressa. Yikho ayewuzwa ngesikhathi esonesana ukuthi ngifuna ukutshaya impama umuntu lo lanxa kungrongo angithi. But eZimbabwe konke khonokho akukho Sithandekile. Uhulumende wethu kafuni muntu amphikisayo. Ngakho kubuhlungu nje kakhulu indaba kalast ekaTunga, ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Yes, but we have heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe there are no separation of powers. This is what we've been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, they're supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured, the legislature is captured, the executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting, they are told what to do by the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong. But because they'll be acting on orders, those people know they act on orders. If they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they'll be acting on orders. The judiciary will always say it's captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, arrested and jailed arbitrarily. But ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrest on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Sandile. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know how the government operates? The government is scared of it. And now they are saying they've got nothing to do with Tunga and Nasty. Yet they know. They know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle. And they admitted that it's part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, they have activities that are going around in the country. Very soon, they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chagwisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Mboshawa on the 5th, whereby they commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have, and what's your last word? Do you want to share, Layona? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho njalo bazaphuma yini ngokuningi ukuzovota abesifazana.
Yeah, bengisatho ukuthi khona Sandekile omama be-MDC Alliance balenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha iprogramu ye-1 million campaign, lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze beregiste nabangazake bevote ukuthi bevote bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi khona asikakhuleke eZimbabwe ngenhlaka 5 omama babotshwa kodwa baphinda barelizwa. Besenza i-World Environment Day eNomboshawa. Bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo yeNomboshawa ibeklini, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthana. Kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esimangalisayo ukuthi i-affecta abantu bengozilo kuphela uzaluphefa kula-COVID, ngoba bayakuthana ini isikhathi lanxa bebanu nganani bayabuthana bhatasa isizo kuthakona abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami sesesengumangoye.
Yes, it was very
sweet. Before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Yeah, ungahambi ke uyeva Mr. Tanyanya ukuthi ungakhuluma nje. Konke sokukhulumile ngamaphitshane ngesishona. Yeah, ungafokhasa kubomama laba abasese
abafuna. Vakune zvakaitika kuna Tunga na Last tinongoromuone zvakaitika hurumende ine zvekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva, asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ngezvatunga kunge akasvika kuti mai vake aenda asingazvizivi ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti kaisa kubva ari mujere zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million nekuti vavotere MDC Alliance matsva vasakaombovota nemasati vanyorova, asi tiri kuti pakuita izvozvo kudauna government vachina shungu vaienda kunotsvaga vaenda kuenvironment day kundongoshawa nekuti pane vakadzi vakazvishungu ende asi vakazvokoreinzwa zvomu but tinoti government iri kuwana mekumbi ishonzirigaro yemgc asi covid yachona inangotadzo kana vanoita mgc yakaungana kana vari zano hakuna kutangotaura nezveprofit saka zvino zvinotiwaaaaatei
aiwa so tanga tichikunzwa kubva kuna mai bhabha tanyanyiwa vembc alliance asi tichaiza kuti tinzveo yatingatidivi rezanopf panyaya iyoyi nemamwewo mapato anopikisa sa
yes that was bhabha tanyanyiwa spokesperson for the mdc alliance women's assembly national usesitshile ke yenuthe ngasoza azuze isikhathi sokuthi aqhubeke elathi ngoba kumele kukhona okunye okuphuthumayo yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi sicubungula ke okuningi okuphathelane le-COVID-19 lapho ke unkosazana sengafiki-ke ku-COVID-19 unkosazana tanyanyiwa-ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana Lastima Yengahama owe-MDC owababebotshiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elithumi kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa sezwa-ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayengahama wafica-ke unkosikazi wakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela kodwa umnumzana Thungani-Rai Matsopere yena wathi hhayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhunga nje ibhungane nje eseyimukile unkosikazi wakhe njalo babe sesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hhayi unkosikazi usehambile besesaba ukuthi kuzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza ngakho bamfihlela-ke ukuthi kulesehlakalo besinjalo besekhuluma-ke le ntathelo ezinindaba ezitshele ukuthi wamjabula umoya kodwa kamgcone unkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo kulukhuni ukuhlala engalamyeni wakhe yikho-ke lapha bede sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane lanxa-ke unkosikazi tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-P F lohulumende we-ZANU-P F bahlukuluza bamabandla aphikisayo siyake sizwe ibandla le-ZANU-P F siyake sizwe isikhulumeli umnumzana Simon Khamo esithi hhayi bona bahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abeqhuba umsebenzi kodwa yinuthi hhayi nxa kungabe-MDC kuyathiwa bephula iziqondiso COVID-19 kodwa be-ZANU-P F abezephuli kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapho abe-ZANU-P F sake sakhuluma lomnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane-ke becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbe lani ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19 yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube labantu abedlula ikhulu 111 labulala abangu-5 uhulumente uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sebesedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689 920 kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebantu asebathola igcikwane-ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamathumi amane i-39,432 kodwa isike ukuthi yibo bonke laba abanawo abangu-36,917 sebasila okutho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyana abalalolu hlupho
apo tanga tiri kunzwa mumwe wedu sandakile anga ari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 vanga vachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvavari kuti ivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant iye inobva kuindia so there we star was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Ministry of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe. I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Maimu Changwa say the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of a surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been the Twitter page. So apatikona isizvangazve kutaurwa nezvegurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsinhira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabinet vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kwegutsa rekweke kuenderere mberi sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia yavanoti Indian variant rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwepe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaendere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta iri rekwepe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona isu guta reHarare uyezve nerechitungidza vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona isu kuputswa nezvimbo zvakadai sekuiriro nguva yakura kuzvikuhare. Apo tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi asi tinozwa kuti nyaya iyi yakwidzwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchitungidza Residence Trust Association vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare vakaita ivo hurukuro
nemutoriwezenhau munyika muno vari kurarama nemibati yamaoko avo kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa miriwo. Vari kurarama nokutengesa zvavanoveza masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyange dziri sharu asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurara. KuHarare nekuchitungidza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu, kunodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemiriwo yavo zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vasararama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vazvidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregedze vanhu vachiita madiro aJojina vachivaka musika pose pose vamwe pedyo pedyo nemigwagwa.
Tinonyatsoziva kuti zvizhinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mifomo economy. Saka pachinhambo chekuti tiswere tichirwisa vanhu vanoshayiwa varombo tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api asi?
Maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuita sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu. Uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundozvasarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akabva akuma, vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastriyose akabvaa.
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvibvai, asi regai tinzwe kuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvizhinji zviri kuitika
taitavanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurara. kuharare vekuchitungudza kuna murume anonzi Mugutu ari kutuma mapurisa
audio iyi ndeyavazvizvai asi tichaudza zvakare vamugutu avatinzwiwo kuti ivo vari kuti chii nenyaya iyi iri kutaurwa nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nyanya panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vari kuputsirwa dzimba nekuti vamwe vari kutoti ivo vanenge vaine mapepa avo ekuti vakatenga nzvimbo idzodzi dzekuvakira tonzwa zvakare pane mumwe musangano wakaitwa iwo nezuro kunzvimbo yenoton uko takaonawo kune vatingati gurukota rezvedzimba vachitaurawo pamusangano iwoyu pamusoro pezvivakwa zvavari kuti zvichavakwa kunoton uyezve vachiti ivo vanhu havazowanikwa vachipusirwa dzimba dzavo regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii
nevanouya vanouya vaive vachita vatwaridza here shoko risina zvizindi hatisi kudairo ndiri mataurameza kuti 2023 5 million votes Zimbabwe ine 14 million vanhu pa14 million vanhu zikuda 10 million zakamboomanga 5 million zvekutaira mazorara nezamukano tongobata 5 million ndonge tarara nezamukano asi tikaita zvatingadzidziswa negwara remusangano ratiita zituruye pano tironge zvatiri kuronga ii ndinoona tibudire pane ari kubvunza kutouya anenge anopenda ari kutaura zvemusangano iye ari kuhurumende hurumende mwana wazvarwa nemusangano ikarakata vanhu payakarakata vanyakagadi vamutanga vachiumbai hurumende kana maumba hurumende motigadzirisa maprogiramu ese nemaprogiramu ari munyikaya tiri vana vemusangano unokuwa mitemo nemusangano ndine chirongwa chatiri kumhanya nacho tegwini
We are hearing there from the Ministry of Housing, Daniel Garwe. He was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Vua yesterday that. As for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we have brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they are launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished, so it will watch and see what happens.
Marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Deborah Mkasa, watch out for her. So, as we look at the Gulolunyu Davanjalo, so the Tinde will be in Jenny Avanju, Chitungwiza Le Harare. Lapo Avanju Avatilizelo Akona, Impasha Zavo. Izindlu zabo belahlekelwe zimpahla abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana lomlambathwina kungani abantu bephathwa njalo abantu abayekelwe lezakhiwo zabo sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba lolu solwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besithi awulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe kodwa yena ikhansili yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa phela kule mithetho leyi eyamakhansili okuthiwa ngama-by-laws okumele abantu bayalandela sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Deborah Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu kodwa lokho singamboni lapha ngcono simtshayele-ke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani kumbe yenelisa yini ukusixhatha kumbe ngenelisi uzasitsholele uzasitshela-ke yena ukuthi uhamba njani.
Hello.
Hello, yebonge lapha ke sesilong kosikazi Debra Mkhasa. Uyenelisa yini ukungena kuhle?
Ngingenile kodwa ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa?
Yebo, ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone, kodwa awuboni lutho. I-camera yakho i-on.
I-camera yami on, bengizibona
manje. Oh, uyazibona?
Ngibona.
Oh. Hawu, kanti manje kungani singenelisi. Hayi, sithemba uzangena ke kathesi. Ungabona usungenile ke ngizalahla ucingo lwakho.
Sir, I can see her, but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke nkosikazi Debra Mkhasa. Anti uyasizwa? No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mkhasa, who's actually the head of Vendors Association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully, will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chipchungiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Diana Kubea of the Chipchungiza Residents Association saying that most women were really affected by this what we think are demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And she said that they've actually taken the Chipchungiza Council to the court. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get my Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasichazisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapho ukuthi lingathi amapholisa angabe elo ebambe abantu ngesandla esilukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga ukuthi uhlelo
ngiyizwa. Ye, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka, uzwakala ucacile.
Okay. Indaba leyo yamakhonzi ngibona ngathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhonzi izinto ama-drivers izinto ama-towns ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini siye sakhuluma thina njengeBulawayo Vendors Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yokuthi weba ngu-driver kumbe we-cross border kumbe uyaphila uyathunga ukuthi kakube la mapholisi akhangelwayo asebenzayo ezibaba. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthethwe khona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende ngama-policies vele angekho registry. Ngama-policies lana akudala abantu ababezazibikele kusesalabodata, kusesalabo-GND, kusesalabo-resident. Ama-policies lawa kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesijijile impilo sesiphila kiyo isintshintshile, abantu babanamsebenzi, abantu badinga ukudla vere nje food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebeyiwona lana akhangelayo both engines ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini inzuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax, kuzosithi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So ngendlela ephathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithandisanga kakhulu ukuthi bonke it takes two to dance. So lapha vele amapholisa adense ngendlela engayisizi nalabo abona laba bamakhonzi labo badense ngendlela engayisizi, but kuyukuthi balendlala i-government iyaphuza ukurieka ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bona ngoba baphila njani. Nganyazelela uzupho yes ofcouse ukhona, but ama-buses akhona mandutshwane. Isevisi yakhona ishuna vele ingaphathi kuhle abantu, ngaswaye ngisosuka nalawo ama-combis akhona. And ama-combis lawa vele esiqashweni ezevali ayevele ethelile evele elelungelo labo lokuthi bengene emgwaqweni baphunga ukukhunywa nje. Akuzange kube ne-compensation yokuthi hhayi So say
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapolisa wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintsha imali ngokungekho emthethweni yibo kekade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezi gebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khonapho edolobheni lakoBulawayo ndingathi ngabe amapolisa gijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba nalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela abangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni
I don't know.
Kodwa bona abathengisayo bathesa amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonga ukubotsha amahlayana nje bayazithandela
abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku kungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisa nayo sithi kalukuli angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijimiswa kodwa agijimiswa yibona labo abanjani abangakabili amalungelo abangakamalayisensi abangenalo izindawo zokuthengisela so soko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu siphinde sikhulumisane labasifikalakobulawayo sikhulumisana nokantinokuthi ngayiyadinga phela izindawo njengoba ngikhuluma kunje namhlanje besine-two laba besithi khansili nathi thina ama-stakeholders sibona izindawo sihamba sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nini izindawo lezi ezinje hhayi nembazi labo izindawo ezingempumba zesikusile sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena ukuthi abantu bahlezi njani bathengisa njani so i-city council bayizama ukuthi i-speed up idinga izindawo ibangenise ezindaweni okwakhathi ezingeke kulokhu kukhona ikhethe nosukuzenenaleyo ukuthi kuyagijinyiswana amapholisa e-city council okwakhathi ezingawagijinyiswa ukuthi bayagijinise bagijimisa nqalo bomodivelela uwedizi kanti kukhona kukhona emphakathini ukudizwa kuphela tuisagobe nkosekuthulela fana ukubona amapholisa uzulu amavendi ozosithi napha sebekuyile kunomgodla ohamba sebebetshiwe izimali begqemethile imali bebayemgodleni bephiwa ngasese so ukugwelegwele kukhona futhi esithi kalfethu ukugwelegwele kukhona nemapholiseni ukuthi nxa ningasaphiwa ngoba ukuthi babhale lapha lani isivalamlomo ukhanya vele hhayi ikhonapho kukhanya zokugijimiswa Vene loko kama kombi mishuwa kwa kwa hindi na hazi hindi kama. Ia wana nini kili bazi. Mwaka wapini afekte tibu ni laitama rezo kinti, laitama rezo. Kwa hindi huse ni kati kusiti ya pedimezi ni osisi. Bati mtuna huku China huku 8 mbelele. Unauza kifu pisi. Kufiru suli meneva chaya mawe kusikamila kijimiza. Ama kombi lana huku mtuna nini mana hili pagati ni kwa kwa. So hii pilo yetu vene hii. It's a
risk
because of the
government. Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona because I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Okay. Tembe ya huzi. We are muzo, Amit.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. 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 Basebenza kuhle amapolisa angabe high handed yini sikhangela lokwenzakala izolo ngathi nje in short konke kade sikukhuluma.
Okay, I'll try. Ngicacaya.
Yes, so we have a picture mabe.
Yes.
For now kufuna provide. Akusho ushana zwakanaka nemapolisa because ari kuti mhanyisa.
Tinotenda, thank you so much. Apo tanga tukunzwa kubva kuna mai bedram kasa. Vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yevanoita kutyaira makombi kubulawayo sa.
Ye, ekubhotabhoteni kwenu lapha edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kuyini enikubonileyo ke lamhlanje okusithilike labhotabhota necouncil? Kuyini okunye lixoxe ngayo?
Okay, mina beingekho on the ground. They are traveling from one place to working sites. Then Mama put is the child. Every was on a banner. Who lives in Pasha's damage? Who lives in the children? Who lives in the children? The Zinata can really wish it. Nobody is always the squash she was in time. So in fact, the woman had to be having a woman. Napoleon would think, who am I? Testing ever identified.
Customers.
So, I think we're on the ground, but we're going to be
Yes, in akhuluma ngesingisi. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for BVTA, they are working in relationship with the online local dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having other challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consultant which we have every time seasonally. Maybe in Harare or even in Cholosho says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far they are having Amapuk market, which they are dealing, especially up of the season, which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, on our WhatsApp groups, which is maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same lot, like maybe I stay in lot 29 and someone in lot 29 is selling a product, we can see each other and sell to each other. So that's how
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in U.S. dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profit?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil limit, which is $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell it at $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is being used as a government currency and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customers, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I work with people who are a Kubakna, a Maidam Castle, for a war, Matambo Siguaru Sangana, never not saying this among me for Panyaya, yet you want to hear it. But also, I will put in me, Tango is you, Yatiki Rain, and one running work up with Siva, Consequently, like you want to see Vanga Shandy, say my rate up in the city, one of the Mende, Yakatio Vanu, one of give up Shandisa. Ma bank rate. Asi tiri panyaya kuputirwa kwezvivakwa. Takwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika. Apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muguta reHarare kune kuchitoro chakaitirwa kuti vari kuti chii.
Panguva iroya tiri atione chiri chimiro kana chinokidza chakanaka chekuitikaiwa chagara mukati megurusa reHarare rino kutoshaiko pekugara chaipo zvakare aya ari kunziwa illegal action tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo aasiwanika ndokwakutoraramira kuti takawanda tivagone kunowanawo vari vamagrupis nezvakadaro ndinoona sekunge zvakakosha kumadzidziso kuti avo vari kuti vari kuita maillegal action kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinisi avo iwaya zvimwe nezvenguva hurumende haifanirwa kungoramba yakatevedzera mitemo yakaiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga kuti colonization mitemo inofanira kusandurwa kuti kune vachengetedzo zvavo zveZimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo takaramba mitemo yakasiyiwa kana yatakatyora kwadhokuta kuvarungu hazvisi kupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare uye hazvisi kunakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri mukuzvitoka kuzere sekurwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaedza kugadzirisa mitemo iyi iri oppressive depressive and suppressive
apo aiwa tingatikuzwa kubva kuna muzvare lida masarira nesangano relida vanga vari kutaura ivo mazi avo pamusoro pekuchutswa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichitswa kunyanya mataskshop kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungiza nemuharare saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadzirisi sei nekuti panguva ino yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomera madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanike ivo vachiputurwa kwavanotengesera pangeve pari pamatatshop kana pane zvimwewo tikanzwa zvakare muzvare Diana kuzeya vekuchitungidza residence trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo iyoyi kwakatowanikwa kuchiputswa zvivakwa zvematatshop vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva inoyi uyezve kuchitarisa kuti inguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka tichange tichikudzoka zvetizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii nechitaona muzuva ranhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuro reharare nechitungidza vachiendeswa kumatare edzimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya matatshopo munzvimbo yemuharare nemuchitungidza aiwa so this is what's been happening we heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these tuckshop owners were getting their tuckshop raised to the ground especially in Harare and Chitungiza and to see how to reform these so that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of Lead. Your word there sir and we've actually got a minute left so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yabo ke siyabonga mabela sapho ke besisizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira like ekhuluma efaka wakhamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare neChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathi kathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho ke sizokhansela yona bona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangikhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho kodwa ke hhayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitshwa bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo besilo nkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana njalo sibelo nkosikazi Debra Mugasa yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association besixhasala ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo siyathemba ukuthi lizasijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithembekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha-ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guests as what Star was just saying to also add Linda Masarira who came in last minute who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza. And we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us, although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch what you're watching, some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19 cases may have changed. I'm marvelous in Tanganyahuye in Washington.